is he who from business free can enjoy his mistress, bottle, and his friend, not confined to state, nor the pride of great, only on himself, not others, doth depend. Change can never vex him, faction ne'er perplex him. If the world goes well, a bumper crowns his joy. If it be not so, then he takes off too, till succeeding glasses thinking does destroy. When his noddle reels, he to Celia steals, and with pleasure unconfined runs o'er the night. In the morning wakes, a pleasing farewell takes, ready for fresh tippling and to new delight. When his table's full, oh, then he hugs his soul, and drinking all their healths a welcome does express. When the cloth's removed, then by all approved, comes the full grace cup, King William's good success. As the health goes round, he with joy is crowned, still he celebrates the long and happy day. Being none of those that the laws oppose, but in merriment does pass the time away. Never will he prate of affairs of state, in controlling of the lawful government. Those that sits at helm, let them rule the realm, but this means he crowns his joy with true content. In a flowing bowl, like an honest soul, frequently he drinks King William's royal health. And the words are those, down with all his foes, while he triumphs here in honor, peace, and wealth. As it passes round, if there's any found that denies to pledge this noble royal thing, he shall count it by full of treachery, not a loyal subject to a gracious king. Though he loves his prince, he has so much sense not to be concerned in high affairs of state. Since he knows full well, those that does excel often have been known to prove unfortunate. In a private life, void of care and strife, all the glories of the world we may enjoy. With a loving friend and our treasure spend, thus no storm of state our pleasure can't annoy.